chapter number 14. I'll be brief in preaching this evening. We've had a great day in our church, and I don't take that lightly. The Lord has really met with us, but I do feel impelled tonight that I preach the gospel. And I had something ready to go for tonight that I thought I could challenge you that are saved and try to get you to some growth in your life. But you know something, any place in the Word of God is a good place. And so tonight He's going to let me preach out of my favorite passage in the Bible. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 14. He said in verse number 22, "And straightway, Jesus," and by the way, you hang around Him, you will get in the straight way. Somebody say amen. "They constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side." There is another side. Now I'm glad that we're going to the other side tonight. Some of you, you'll lift your eyes in hell because you have not accepted the Lord Jesus. And we that are saved, born again by the grace of God, we're going to see Jesus on the other side. And so there is another side. The Bible said when He sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was alone, and when the evening was come, He was there alone. Wonder how many times the Lord has prayed for us and we never even knew anything about it. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. That's just like Him. We can't get to where He is, but aren't you glad He can get to where we are? The Bible said when the disciples saw Him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them and saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered Him, and he said a word that changed everything. "Lord, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water." And the Lord said the most precious word that's ever been penned in our Bible. Aren't you glad He didn't say go? But He said come. Oh, I'm glad He told me I could come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And I like this Bible word. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand. And I love this. He caught him. His grip don't slip tonight. He caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Thank You for standing tonight, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Precious Lord, I come to You tonight as a needy preacher. Dear God, I know You're real. Lord, I know You're real because You've changed my life. God, this isn't just a story. But God, this is about You tonight. And I realize if You do anything in this place, it'll be You that does it. God, I pray that You would move on a sinner's heart tonight. God, You'd draw them by Your love and Your mercy. Would You help us, Lord, to realize that there's a payday coming someday? Would You help us realize, Lord, that as Brother Driver prayed this morning that's rung in my soul all day, this may be the last day. And Lord, if it be the last time for somebody here tonight, would You make it real to them? God, would You give them faith and impart Your grace to them tonight that they may be gloriously saved? Help us now these few minutes. Would You get the honor and the glory out of it? Put me out of the way tonight. Hide me by the cross. I need You, Lord. I'm a needy preacher tonight. In Jesus' name I ask You. Amen. And amen. First of all, in verse 24, notice there's a tempestuous sea. The Bible said this. He said the ship was now in the midst of the sea, and it was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, you may be here tonight, and everything's been pretty smooth sailing for you.
But I don't know about you, but I can't preach about me. I'm glad one day that my sea got to shaking me that I was a riding on, and my ship got to being real unstable. I'm reminded about what the preacher said tonight. You know, if it takes you going to jail to get saved, it'd be worth going to jail. And by the way, you remember two thieves that was put beside Jesus on their cross. One came to Jesus and one rejected Jesus. And I am convinced that if that one, that the repentant thief, if he had never had a cross put in his life, he'd have never got saved. You ought to thank God for crosses in your life. You ought to thank God for some hard time. You ought to thank God that He can trouble where you are tonight to wake you up and realize that you need a Savior. Why, there was nobody that had never been raised in a better place than I'd been raised in. I had a mom and daddy like no other mom and daddies of this time very much. Brother Lee, it's like your mom and daddy. They raised me right to do right and took me to church. But friend, I'm going to tell you, I remember in 1981 when my boat got troubled, when I realized where I was now, the Bible says, it's in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves for the wind was contrary. And boy, it's hard to fight against the wind, isn't it? You ought to thank God that the wind got up, that the boat you was riding in, and troubled your heart and let you realize that you needed a Savior. Can I tell you, that is the work of the gospel tonight. It's just something about the gospel of the Lord Jesus. It still gets the job done. And when it's preached in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, it convicts sinners by the grace of God. And I'm glad tonight that when the Word is preached, then sinners are troubled. Now, isn't it amazing how God troubled you? You'd have never got saved unless God troubled you. You may be here tonight. Isaiah wrote in the book of Isaiah. He said, you know what? He said, a sinner is just like this when God deals with him. He said, the bed gets narrow and the cover gets short. Boy, I can remember the day, Brother Mag, when my boat got tore up. And boy, my sea began to trouble me. Thank God, I'm glad He can move into where we are. My mama and daddy told me I needed to do right. That went in one ear and out the other ear. But friend, let me tell you, God got my attention one night. I owe it all to Him. And thank God He troubled me by the Spirit of God. He said the ship was now tossed. There was a tempestuous sea. And then it's also a tossed ship. Now you say, well, preacher, I'm bulletproof. You just wait till the Spirit of God gets on you, friend. You may be a bully tonight. You may think that you can't do no wrong. But honey, let me tell you, the Bible says there's none good. No, not one. I'm glad He can rock your world. I'm glad He can trouble your ship. Matter of fact, you ought to thank God that He tore your ship up one day, that you could call upon Him as a Savior. I'm glad that He's still troubling those ships tonight. It is a tempestuous sea. It is a tossed ship. Verse 26, it's a troubling spirit. That's why some of you don't like to come to church. The Spirit of God deals with you and you don't like that trouble. I don't like that trouble neither. Why don't you just raise up the white flag of surrender tonight? Say, dear God, I'm tired of being troubled. God, I'm tired of pillowing my head without peace. God, I'm tired of going down the road being scared I'd die. I'm glad tonight, honey, there is a troubling spirit by the Word of God that can convict sinners of their shape tonight. They was troubled because of the Spirit. It's nothing that I've never experienced, Brother Gerald, as bad as being under conviction by the Spirit of God. I got so mean. Nobody could stand me. I couldn't stand myself, Brother Kelly. I mean, it seemed like that everywhere I turned, I'd say, well, you know what? I'll take something and make me feel better. But when it wore off, there was God awaiting on me. You know, I say, well, if I can get in a boat and go fishing, I'll just fish my troubles away. But when I unhooked that boat and backed it in the garage, there was God. I said, well, I'll go work it off. But when I come home and stepped out of the shower, there was God. And when I woke up in the morning, there was God. When I walked outside, there was God. It ain't nothing like God. I'm glad He can come on us and trouble us by the Spirit of God and show us we need the Savior tonight. Oh, it was a troubling spirit, and I've never felt anything that bad. There's nothing like being saved tonight. I mean, if we had just realized when the Holy Spirit troubles us and knocks on our heart, He does that to get us lost because He cares about us and loves us. And boy, what a day when I got that off me. My Lord, what a day when He saved me and got that conviction off me. And so there's a tempestuous sea, there's a tossed ship, there's a troubled spirit. But in verse 27, there's some truthful sayings. I'm glad the Bible's true. Somebody said, why you believe the Bible? Because it changed me. Now, I don't know about you. But I know where I was, and I know what I was doing, and I know where I was headed. And now I know where I am, and what I'm doing, and where I'm headed. There's been something happened to me. And religion didn't do it. Jesus did it to me. There's some truthful sayings, verse 27. First of all, I'm glad He has a voice. The Bible said, but straightway Jesus spake unto them. Hey friend, what's Jesus telling you? Well, I'm glad Jesus can talk to us. It's nothing like the voice of Jesus. To you, some of you, it's a troubled voice. And to some of us, it's a soothing voice. I'm glad He can speak, peace be still to me. So there's some truthful sayings. Verse 27, we see His voice. And then, thank God, we see His verdict. He said, be of good cheer. It's I. Be not afraid. Do you realize you can't get saved unless you get troubled? There's been multitudes of people that's walked an aisle popping bubble gum and joined the church revival time. Let me tell you something. You're not going to get saved. You get troubled. And thank God, there's some truthful saying. Jesus said, it is I, be not afraid. What a blessing for Him to knock on the heart of a sinner. What a blessing. If we could just really realize how good He was to us to come and get us under conviction, this community wouldn't hold this church tonight. And so we see these truthful sayings, His voice and His verdict. Truthful sayings. I like what He said. And Peter answered Him and he said, now Lord, he said, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water. He said, Lord, I want to know it's You. And Lord, I want to come to You. And aren't you glad that Jesus had that word pinned down in the Bible? Come. Did you know He said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance? Isn't it sad? Listen, isn't it sad that people die and go to hell that could have went to heaven? There's never been a soul that died and went to hell that couldn't have went to heaven. Jesus said that He created hell for the devil and his angel. We're in a new modern time, and hell's not preached much no more, and hell seems to be not real no more. But honey, Luke 16 has not changed tonight. There's a real hell and a real devil, and if you're not born again, that's where you're going, is to hell tonight. You say, well, preacher, that ain't a real popular message. I understand that. But you know something? I'd rather tell you that and be honest with you tonight than let you die and go to a devil's hell and you've never heard the sound of the gospel. Jesus loves sinners. And I'm going to tell you, contrary to what some men say, I sure am glad this is in my Bible. Turn over to 1 Timothy, and we'll be closing pretty quick. 1 Timothy, I want to share something with you in chapter number 2. He says in verse 3, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. That word simply means rescued or secured. He would have all men to be saved. And look here. And come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. And there's one mediator between God and men. In other words, he says, there's one God, and you being a man or you being a woman, there's only one way to get you hooked up to Him. And he said, between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Okay, so you believe in God. The Bible said the devils believe and tremble. Do you know Jesus? For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all. I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to look in your heart tonight and say, He died for me. He gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Jesus paid the price for all. Why does people that believe in God die and go to hell? Because they bypass the way to God. They've never got to God. The only way you're going to get to God is by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent your way to heaven on a cross. And He died for me and He died for you. And that's the grace of God. That's the grace that He died for us. Now He says we're saved by grace through faith. Now He gives every man the measure of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It takes the Word of God in order to receive the faith of God. When you hear the words, you must reach up by the faith that He's given you to access God by His way, the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear people say, well, you've got to say this to be saved. I don't say you've got to say this to be saved. I say you've got to believe in Jesus. You've got to accept Jesus. You've got to surrender to Jesus. A lot of people saying, well, I'll take the world and I'll take Jesus. It ain't that way, honey. It's Jesus and all or Jesus and nothing. You're not going to grab a hold to Him and go to heaven with the world. You've got to surrender to Christ. You've got to be willing to give your everything to Him because He gave His everything for you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. Preacher, I'm saved. Are you? Then why don't you go to church? Saved people go to church. And you better not let the devil hoodwink you, friend. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. I used to couldn't stand to go to church, but now I wouldn't miss it for the love of money. So have you been saved? Look what he said. Do you want to go to him? Well, you know what he'll tell you just like he's ever told any other sinner. Come. But you must come. And we see this truthful saying. And then this truthful saying, he said, come. Look at this trusting step. You say, well, listen, I want to be saved, but I'm not going to do this publicly. Well, let me tell you something, friend. If you really want Jesus, you'd do it publicly. You'd do it nationally. Hey, I'd have walked from here to Birmingham, friend. But thank God all I had to do was by faith trust Christ. And He saved me, and He washed away all my sins. I can't tell y'all how wonderful it felt knowing my sins is gone and I was going to heaven. I'm glad I finally found the truth in this Bible, that I don't have to work my way in. Friend, when I got saved, I died. I died to the law. And now the law ain't over me, honey. I live to the Master, the Lord Jesus, tonight. Thank God the law is our schoolmaster, shows us how wicked and how evil we are. You live by the law. I'm living by grace. Thank God for amazing grace. I'll take grace any day above the law. Paul said we're bound to the law as long as we live. But he said when we die, in Romans chapter 6, the law has no more effect on us because we died to that law. But thank God now I live unto Christ because I've trusted Jesus to get me to heaven. And it's nothing like Jesus. So tonight, We see this truthful saying, but now we see a trusting step. Have you ever took that step for Christ? Look what He done. The Bible said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come. And He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. It's always amazed me how somebody amongst a crowd could pull out and take a step for Christ. And those sitting on the bench by them, it didn't even bother them. Well, what about that crowd was in the boat with him? He's only one step down. No, I was coming to church this morning. I felt something. I've done said it three or four times. Called on Brother Driver to pray this morning. And when they called on him to pray, he said something that the Holy Ghost just buzzed in my heart. And he said, what a day it would be to be saved, but it may be the last day. If we really realize that hell is as real as this Bible said, it wouldn't be a one of us leave out of here tonight without trusting Jesus to be your Savior. I like what Jesus done. Jesus was a man that had actions not like you and I. Jesus was a man that was so full of compassion. The Bible said that He began to sink. Are you sinking tonight? I like what He done. And He said it in a way that I could understand it, Brother Spencer. He caught him. I don't understand what some of these preachers got to say. But I do understand, Brother Adam, when Peter came to Christ, He caught him. That's what got me across. I come to Him, and He caught me. And He done to me just like He done him. He pulled him in the ship. He put me in worship. He put me in fellowship. He'll put you in a ship when He saves you. Tonight I want to ask you something with all my heart. Do you want to be saved? We baptize these tonight that's been saved. What a joy. I got to think about Miss Victoria. They'd come and the Lord saved her. God saved little old Stephen. Miss Terry and Brother Mark began to come to church. The Lord saved Miss Terry. Reached down, saved her baby now. You know how come they got saved? Because they simply come to Christ by faith. They got troubled just like I did and just like anybody else that's ever got saved. They got troubled. Are you tired of being troubled? Do you want something better for your life more than life itself? Then you can have Christ tonight. He said that all that would call upon Him, He would in no wise cast out. You know, I remember one time, I think we that are in church, we think that everybody knows what it is to be saved. There's people a lot of times never even heard the gospel. I'm going to tell you, in order for you to be saved, you got to realize you're a sinner. You've got to trust the finished work of the cross of what Jesus has hung and died for. He shed His blood that you could go free. And He said He'd save you by grace. You can't work your way in. You can't do anything to make Jesus love you more than what He already loves you tonight. Don't die and go to hell in your sins.
I was raised in a family and I've always doubted the salvation of my people. My mama right over there, 82-year-old, got saved not long ago. Brother Gerald, she didn't know what the gospel was. All she had heard is just be baptized and live a good life. That's not salvation. He says we're saved by grace through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's simply trusting Him by faith. Now I want to ask you this. Do you have faith to believe in Him tonight? Are you willing to reach in and grab a hold of your faith and take it to Jesus tonight and say, Lord, I'm going to trust You to save me. Right here tonight, I'm going to trust You to save me. I'm going to trust You to wash away all my sins and give me a home in heaven. You can have that tonight, but you'll have to come yourself for it. He's not an intruder. Is He knocking on your heart? Probably been knocking on your hearts for a good while. Won't you surrender to Christ tonight? Be a wonderful night. You say, preach what people think. It don't matter what people think. It don't matter what people... What you think. What you think. I can tell you this, everybody that here that's saved tonight, they've been right where you are, lost. And there'll be people gather around you and pray tonight and love on you like you've never been loved before.